Well, welcome back. That was a great conversation with Tatiana. I can't believe that.
It's really inspiring.
Isn't it? You know, how many of us have great ideas
and don't follow up with them?
You know, they're just great ideas until you actually make them happen. And she's living her dream.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wonderful. Hats off to Tatiana Grant and Fast Delivery. You know what's amazing?
That it's already November.
Yeah. And that we're starting to talk about, you know, holiday shopping already.
That used to be reserved until after Thanksgiving. Yeah. But then we had Black Friday, which was the day after Thanksgiving.
And then Cyber Monday, was the Monday after that.
And now they're pushing it all the way back to the beginning of November. It's like, okay, it's November. It's okay to put out Christmas decorations.
You know, it's funny. You know, now, so what? Where do you go to do your online shopping?
Online shopping? I've Amazon.com. Last year, I also experimented with Target.
Mm-hmm.
I figured that was a great year to shop at Target because they had all their problems the year before.
Right.
And it really wasn't Target's problem. It was the people that do the financial, who they pay to do all their credit card transactions online that actually lost all the users' data.
Yeah,
it really wasn't Target. It was someone they were paying to take care of.
Well, and it came through from somebody that had a very easy to guess password.
Yep.
On one of their third party vendors, actually HVAC vendor that they got in, and then they got, you know, into the rest of the crown jewels for Target. But that, yeah. So any place else? I started Target at Amazon too.
Yeah.
I might go a couple other places to look if I'm looking.
Compare prices maybe.
Yeah. But Amazon seems to do such a good job because they've got so many vendors that they pull in.
They do. But you know what I've noticed in the last few years is that any price that I look at as a Prime member, most of the merchandise already has $5 to $8 added to the price than if I was not a Prime member. Mm. So if I go in with an anonymous account on another PC that I've never logged in on, the prices are $5 to $8 more because they add shipping into the price of my cost because I'm a Prime member.
Yeah.
Not all items. And I'm really, that sort of pisses me off a little bit.
Yeah, it's kind of a bait and switch maybe?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit.
A little
bit. So I do that too. But you know what? And you're right. We used to start with Black Friday and the Black Friday deals. And there were people then before last year it was, okay, you could start on the Monday before Thanksgiving instead of waiting till the Friday after Thanksgiving. And there was some of that. They're starting to put up Black Friday deal store. Amazon has the deal store open today and every day now through Christmas.
Right, right.
And probably beyond. They're highlighting different deals, different times of the day.
You can watch items.
And you can watch them, yeah.
Right, yeah. And they started this last July as like a, for that
Christmas
in July for, yeah. I think, either 24 hours or a week. I don't recall. And I watched it and just nothing really tickled my fancy. I didn't really want to buy winter coats and boots in the summertime, but
I'm kind of on the other end of shopping, which is I'm trying to figure out how to give stuff away right now.
You're trying to downsize
and whatnot. But the people that are growing, growing their families and need to buy certain gifts for the holidays and. This is a great way for them to get started early, not hit the rush of the holiday season, although I like that sometimes to go out when people watching and not having to, to actually go buy something, stand in the lines. I get to watch other people stand in the lines.
Right. And I was never one for crowds. And then you stay and you're like, I'm starving. I have to get home. And then you usually have to go out to eat, probably fast food. So I really do prefer the online shopping experience. Instead of stopping on the way home from work, I can either do it at work during my lunch or when I get home and I have my fuzzy slippers on, much more comfortable.
Yeah.
But have you tried Alibaba?
I haven't, but I know of a number of people haven't you?
One time I was looking for something and I did a transaction with them. It went very smoothly, but then I had the Chinese, I was actually notified that they had to pull the product back, that it was not allowed in the United States.
Oh, really?
So I had to wait for the refund, and that took several weeks.
So Alibaba is even bigger than Amazon.
It is now. So Alibaba is the Chinese version of Amazon.
Uh-huh.
It's been out there for a number of years, and apparently they have what's known as Singles Day. I was not aware of this.
I wasn't either.
It's an Alibaba started event from 2009. They just came up with the idea, something called Singles Day, on November 11th in 2009.
Yep.
And last year they made $14 billion in 24 hours.
Is that amazing?
That's nuts. Those figures are just incredibly high.
Well, and I saw announcement or one other announcement that 64% of people how they shopping start before Black Friday now.
Well, yeah, of course.
You know, and I know people that are on the other side of that start the day before Christmas to do their shopping. But
yeah,
64%, that's pretty amazing.
I have a little note item in my calendar that I, as the year goes on and I think of things, I put Christmas items in there. And it's not too far-fetched for me to think, you know, while I'm thinking of this, I should probably just buy it now,
right,
have it shipped to my house and hide it away in the closet somewhere.
So the problem that I have mm-hmm. with doing that is that I'll find it in February. Oh, yeah, I plan to give that away at Christmas time. So then I go, you know, I can't wait to. So then, so it's
that has happened.
So
yeah.
The kids get, or my brother gets a gift in February that I should have given him at Christmas. Got him something else because I'd forgotten that I bought that early.
Mm. And now the other thing is I don't use eBay too much because eBay I think of as buying used components, but they also, there's a lot of new stuff you can buy in there too. And you can bid for the, and usually get good deals mm-hmm. and use PayPal, of course, which was purchased by eBay.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, you see PayPal on many other sites as well. That you can use that as the purchase medium. And that's one thing I forgot to ask Tatiana is what type of payment method was she using for her flash delivery service?
Well, we could go on to flashdeliverymi.com and find out.
I might do that. Yeah. I don't think they deliver up in Ortonville, but
I don't think so. I think that's going to be a little time in the future before they'll deliver up there.
So another thing you and I were talking about was Facebook. And during the holidays, we use Facebook quite a bit to coordinate family activities.
Mm-hmm.
That can be so confusing.
And you make that a private family-only site. You have to be invited to that site, right?
Oh, exactly. Yeah, perfectly. Yeah, because you don't want people to know when you're not going to be at home,
right?
Basically. Yeah. If there are people that happen to be friends and you don't know how good of friends they are. And we found it just helpful. I mean, we share jokes with each other, and it's my wife has 8 brothers and sisters. I have 8 brothers and sisters. You come from a large family as mm-hmm. well. And it's just a great way to keep in touch with children, grandchildren. I don't have any grandchildren. My children are grandchildren.
I don't either.
But it's just a way of, oh, so-and-so is having a housewarming party. They're moving to Allen Park or Wyandotte. And it's just a great way to plan family events.
You know what I've used also, not only for the family, but for business. When it's a wider spread business or we're trying to get together to meet in person or to meet on the phone,
mm-hmm.
There's a product, there's a site called Doodle. And you can list all the different people. It sends out an email to them, and and then you list different times that you can meet, and they go in, and it'll automatically show you that, oh, yeah, the only time that we can meet are these 3 times on these 3 days.
I haven't heard of that.
Yeah, it's great. Because
Is it an app on the phone?
You can use it on the PC?
PC?
You can use it on the phone, or it's a website on the PC.
Oh, excellent.
But it's great because, you know, you'll say, can you meet on Thursday at 2? No. Can you meet Wednesday at 4? No. When can you meet? I can meet Friday. Oh, I can't meet Friday. Sometimes you just do this with 2 of you. It's like, here's all the...
You know, that's true.
All the time I can meet, you know, when can you get on the phone and talk? So,
you know, that's a good point. I mean, a lot of the executives I work with in my environment, they have an administrative support that, and one of their primary jobs is just the calendaring of these executives.
Schedule and reschedule.
Schedule and rescheduling. Yeah. It's nuts.
Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. How and they'll spend over 50% or 25-50% of their time managing several executives' calendars.
Yeah, it's amazing. Well, Doodle, I think, is great for doing that. Facebook, there's other ways that you can take and restrict what you're sending out, right? So mm-hmm. a lot of we were trying to coordinate going up to a tailgate last weekend with a number of different family members, friends, whatnot. And at some point, there's got to be a limit to the number of text people in the text
group. I was going to say text groups would be good for that.
But we haven't found the limit, so that's how we did it.
Very good.
So stay tuned. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about technology here in Michigan, technology that you can use. Normally we would have a call-in at this time, but we're not live. But we'll talk a little bit about some of the problems that you might experience as well.